Fine. So what we saw 2 weeks ago, and I saw last week as well, is the sugya, the new sugya we're dealing with, called Chiddush Oila. It was a big machloikas, and it's the ongoing machloikas with the more Greek Western philosophy that the world always was. It kind of always was. And that, and we Taina know, we Taina Kosh Baruch created the world Yesh Miayin. There's major ramifications there, as we saw. It's not just a question of, well, so the world was always there. So fine, no, the world was created, big deal. That doesn't sound like a very fundamental thing to argue about. But there's major ramifications, because if the world always was, then it can never end. That's number one. And number two, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world Yesh Miayin, that means he continues to create it. Oh, wait, there's Shmuel there. Oh, very good. We're all together again. Okay. Now, we were waiting a bit. I said, otherwise, next week I'll do you alone again. That's we'll bounce between. Okay, good. I'm just going over what we did last week. So Chiddush Oila.
I did hear the shir.
You have heard the shir. Okay, good. Anyway, you heard the same shir the week before. Eli was doing Chazara. Yeah, I just want to Chazar as well, just to go through and just summarize what we have, see if there's any questions.
Whatever might be wants.
No, I need to do it for myself. I don't remember. I mean, it's a hard. What we're going to do today is Mod Kasher. So therefore, we said that Shabbos is the sort of the Emunah of Yisrael, because Shabbos is Mara, that the world was created Yesh Miayin, because otherwise you can't have Shisa. You can't have something stopping that never started. If something always just was, it can never end. Shabbos is that which is Megala, that the world was created Yesh Miayin, with all the ramifications of the fact that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's no Teva. That's what we came to a final conclusion last week. I'll just read the last few lines here. Maybe go from here. The paragraph there, Gimel. Maybe just go back to the last paragraph from base. Maybe just to complete it. We said that without Shabbos, a person, that's the sort of Olai Emuna. Why is it that Shabbos is the sort of Olai Emuna? The other mitzvahs, the other things that are important, that also is sort of Aymuna. Pesach is not the sort of Aymuna. Shabbos is the sort of all Aymuna, of Emunas Yisrael. Shabbos Moira la Chidush, because Shabbos is what is declares Chidush, va Chidush Moira la Yichud. And Chidush is what reveals the Yichud, that it's all one. Shezeh Yisod HaKol. The fact that Hashem is one, that's our war cry. That's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's everything. The not the Yisod that there's one Hashem and not two Hashems. That's not Shatin Echad, mentioned many times. Shatin Echad is there is nothing else. There can't be anything else, because if he's creating everything Yesh Miayin, where could there be anything else? It's all just his Rotzah. So there is nothing other than him. So that's the Yisod that comes out. That's the Yisod that comes out of Chiddush Oila. And that is what's revealed in the Shvis of Shabbos. We'll pick this up and we'll deal with this a bit more as we go ahead. Okay. Now Gimel. Let's try and clarify this. Okay, you have to keep your head straight here. This is the lo poshut. Hinei aklal hu shekol she'ein lo tchila ein lo sof. I think we're clear on that, okay? If something doesn't have a beginning, it can't have an end. Not that we understand what something doesn't have a beginning is. We can't go into the infinite. Very hard to stand here finite and try and grasp something that's infinite. But mathematically, we know that as well. If something doesn't have a beginning, it can't have an end, okay? The Evshalayim al Dover Shain lo Tchila, Rakim Mitsyusa Muchreches Mitsaratsmo. Another thing that's important to know about something that doesn't have a start is that it has to be imperative in and of itself. It's not dependent on anything else for its existence, because it always was. I'm dependent on my existence for the one who created me, for the one who made me. I wasn't always. I didn't always exist. So I must have started somewhere. So whatever kickstarted me, whatever started me, I'm dependent on that thing. My existence is not independent in and of itself. It's not mukhrach, imperative in and of itself. That's clear, right? If I always was, I always was. How did you get here? What do you mean, how did I get here? I always was. So yeah. Then my existence is imperative in and of itself. I'm not dependent on anything else for my existence, because I always was. The culture named to the mikra, a kochish is tchila. Everything that happens to be, that was made, has to have a beginning. How does it? How did it come about? You know, the people say the world created itself. Whereas you start asking, did it create itself before it existed or after it existed? If it created itself, there's only two possibilities, right? It either created itself before it existed, and how did it create itself? It didn't exist. Or it created itself after it existed. And if it created itself after it existed already. There's nothing to create. So how can something create itself? It can't. So either it was always there or something created it. Otherwise, how did it come about? Therefore, if something always existed, it exists through its own hechrach without any beginning. If that's the case, it can never end. Because existence is muchrach, it has to be. It doesn't have a beginning, it can never have an end. Okay, these are principles in infinite. We have to see what this means in avoida. If the world always existed, it's impossible that it will ever come to an end. Therefore, the world will always carry on. It won't change. It will always be what it is, because it always was. And therefore, it will always just continue to be whatever it is, without any change. That which the world came to an end, stopped on Yom HaShvi'i, v'shavsa malachas ha'yetzira, and the work of creation came to an end, v'yom HaShvi'i le'elech ma shehoye hu shiyeh, and from the seventh day in what is going to be, v'ein kol chadash tachas ha'shemesh, there's nothing new under the sun now, ra'yi sho'ilam, Hayalo tchila. It's a proof that the world existed, that the world had a beginning, that it didn't exist forever. Because otherwise, how's it stopping? On Shabbos, when there's Shvisa, when Hashem is Shavas, that's a raya brura that the world had a beginning. Because if the world didn't have a beginning, if it always was, like Aristotle and them said, how was there Shvisa on Yom HaShvi? Anu Shavsin min Malocha b'Yom HaShabbos. Remember, we asked the question right at the beginning: why do we rest on Shabbos as a zeicher of Yetzias of Maaseh Bereishis? Maaseh Bereishis was done through 10 Mamoros, 39 Melachos, whatever you want to cut that cake. Therefore, on Shabbos you should keep Shabbos zeicher la Maaseh Bereishis by doing the Melachos. But what's this business of not doing anything on Shabbos?
But we don't say it sometimes. Shakadosh Bohu Omer Daya. That means he make a limit, or I don't know what that means, but it's Omer Daya.
Good. In the Bria that Akadosh Baruch Hu created, he gave boundaries and limitations to the Bria. Because otherwise you wouldn't have a Bria. I'll give you a very simple example. Many examples. I'll give you a simple example. This is the interplay between Chesed and Gvura. Chesed says you have a dining room table, yeah? How big is a dining room table? As big as you want. 250,000 kilometers, 1,000,000 kilometers. You can have it as big as you want. Yeah, but a table that's 55 meters long doesn't help me. I can't get into my lounge. Mani yaseh meshulchan, that just doesn't have an end. So Gvura comes along and says, die. This table will only be 6 feet long, because otherwise you don't have a table. You just have a long piece of wood that goes on forever. You can never make a sheva brachos in your house because you don't have a place for the table. Same as rain, for example. Rain comes from chesed. When is the rain really bechesed? When it stops. If the rain would just keep going, that's a mabul. So comes along and says, die, must speak, stop. That's in the Bria already. That's already in the Bria. But that shows you that this thing had a beginning, because if it didn't have a beginning, it couldn't stop. If it was always raining, always, Ein Sof always raining, the rain could never stop. The fact that we have a Shlisa of Malacha, now we're going, okay, that's in the world already that's been created, in the world that's revealed. Now we're going back already to the first 6 days of Bereishis, where Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he created in the dimensions exactly what he wanted, and he said, okay, stop now. There. I don't want the world any bigger. The sun mustn't be bigger. The moon, all the dimensions are now in place. I call Mugbal Umugdar. Everything is limited and defined clearly what it's going to be and what space it's going to take up and what time it's going to be taking up as well. The Gam Chashuv will see. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped creating the world. He stopped all the Melechus of Maisa Bereishis. So the world came to what's called Shvisa. The world came to a matzav of called like the end of the world. There's a Sofa Olam. To do what? To be married that the world had Aschola, Bereishis. There's something that started. Because if the world didn't end, if we don't have a Shabbos, then you believe that the world always was. And the world's muhrach, and it has to just continue the way it is, and there can never be a change. And then you're just kind of stuck here forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. So that's what Shabbos comes along and says. Shabbos comes along and says, the world is mechudash. We rest. We stop doing malacha. Shabbos rest is about not doing malacha. We stop doing creative maisa bereishis as a zeicha of the very first shvisa. Shuhayra mucheches sha'ila mechudashes, because that's the ultimate proof that the world is mechudash. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu is oisa maisa bereishis b'chol yoim tomid oisa maisa bereishis. That the world is created by Kodesh Baruch Hu yesh mi'ayin. It has a beginning, at 11 end. That's what we're declaring on Shabbos. And you'll see now, he says it now almost mefurish. Yeah, the psukim we say in Kiddush on Friday night. We say, v'yichul ha'shamayim v'aretz v'holtzam v'yichal elokim v'yishbois. There are three words there which need understanding. V'yichulu v'yichal v'yishbois. Ulufem is ba huva v'pasha k'pshuta v'yif v'niflo. Tuvan, sorry. We'll explain now this pasuk, the pshat in this pasuk, with what we've understood now. It's a moedik pshatya. Venetzia shailas ala pasha shall ruba mikakev ha'akeda shab. Questions on the pasha, you'll see that we mentioned the akeda before, that he discusses them. Muvarim kan shleishin yonim. The three things that are mentioned here. Vayechulu, vayochel, vayeshbois. Vetzarech bo ma haim shleishis ha'dvarim aniskorim. What are these three things? What are these three things? Three things. What the repetition? What do they mean? In the beginning of the pasuk it says "Vayichulu Hashemayim Vaaretz." V'lo niska mihu apoyel shel klolos Hashemayim Vaaretz v'chol tzavom. Rak b'stoma k'si Vayichulu Hashemayim Vaaretz. It doesn't tell you who's doing anything yet. There's no subject yet. It just says Vayichulu Hashemayim Vaaretz. Who's doing the Vayichulu? Who's involved here? No, it just says Vayichulu Stam. Kilu Shenasem Aleim Chas V'Chelila. It's like the Vayichulu happened by itself. Chas V'Chelila. There was no one yet. There's no sort of a big hand in the sky controlling things. Kula automatic. Chas V'Chelila. That's Vayichulu Hashemayim Vaaretz. The Shemayim Vaaretz. Stop on their own volition. That's what the word seemed to say. Achrechein, the posuk hasheni kosu vayichal elokim. Shemafarish mi hu aboira. Now it starts introducing the player, the main player here. Vayichul hashemayim v'aretz tzavam vayichal hu vayichal elokim. Oh, now we already know who we're dealing with. He's the boira. Ulechoira. So if I missed the line here. No, that's good. So on the surface, if you're coming to tell me that Hashem was the one that stopped the malacha, the work that he did, was why didn't you say that right in the beginning? Shakol Nasya de Akorish Bohu. ויחולו בסתמה, ואחר כך ויחל אלוקים. שכל דין הפוסק הראשון, של ויחולו הוא לחיירי מיותר. The whole פוסק ויחולו השמיים וארץ seems to be extraneous, what I needed for. First off, you start telling me stama, ויחולו השמיים וארץ. Then you tell me ויחל אלוקים. Just go straight to ויחל אלוקים. What does ויחולו השמיים וארץ tell me? If you don't tell me who did it. Just tell me straight away who's running the show. We'll start with ויחל אלוקים. What do I need ויחולו השמיים וארץ for? To get it wrong? To make a mistake? To think, oh, maybe it works on its own? No. ויחל אלוקים. It's like I haven't been in a meskona. Well, what do I need the haven't been for? That's his question. The first possible ויחולו השמיים וארץ seems to be מיותר. אחרי כן כוסיב וישבויס. שהוא עניין נויסק. That's another aspect. שאיסה כאן גם שוויסה. There's a new thing now being introduced into the equation called שוויסה. וצריך ביום מה הוא עניין השוויסה. What is this שוויסה thing? If you understand what Shabbos is, I think it's important to understand what שוויסה is, no? That's obviously a good question to ask. מה זה שוויסה? ולו בסוף מסיים, and in the end, ויברך אלוקים את יום השביעי ויקדש עשוי. That's, yeah. So the question is what's the cause of this brochen kedusha? Kivor Shabbos mikol malachtoi. You know what the source of the brochen, the kedusha is? Kivor Shabbos mikol malachtoi, because Hashem stopped from the work. Mashmo yishivechulu veyachal adayin enu sibes maspikois shele Shabbos brochen vekedusha. Why don't we get the broch and the kedusha straight away? Vayichul shemayim tzvachol tzavam vayichal elokim. Now vayikadosh vayivorech. You can't get vayikadosh vayivorech there. Seems that's not enough. You first need vayishbois. If you don't have the shvisa, you don't have kedusha and broch. Vayichul vayichal. The broch doesn't give broch. Not enough for broch. That's not enough siba for broch. You have to have shvisa also. So we have to understand what that's about. All this needs an explanation. I think we need an explanation. We say this every week, a few times every week. Everyone with his niggun and he drinks his wine and good. What did you just say? I don't know what we're saying. Let's try to understand a little bit. Never make kiddush for the first time properly tonight. Okay. Now that we've understood what we said above, these psukim make perfect sense now. The posuk doesn't want to start and tell you that Hashem is the one who has mechadesh the world. You first have to come along and tell me that the world is mechadesh. I don't want to tell you who is Mechadesh it yet. First, I have to tell you it's Mechadesh. Then you'll say, who Mechadeshed it? And then I'll tell you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sharei koidem tzarech la'amid es ha-yesod, sha'olem hu mechudash. Im lo hachi, ulai oilem kadmoin chas v'chalila, maybe the world always was. Maybe the world always was. You first have to come and tell me, no, the world has a beginning. Oh, it's Mechudash. Who is Mechadesh it? V'azei matchil v'oyme v'yechul ha-shamayim v'aretz. There you start saying Vayichula Shemayim Baretz. Dainu Shechal Gemar V'Siyum. There's an end to the world. Vayichula Shemayim Baretz. There's an end. V'Shechlul Al Klal Abriya. And there's an ending to the whole Briya. U'mizeh Telamed Shaila Mechudash U'mameleh Yesh Mechadesh. From that you'll understand straight away, as you say Vayichula Shemayim Baretz V'Chol Tzvaom. You'll understand that the world has a beginning. Therefore, the world was me mechudash. And then you'll ask, who did that? Who's the first source? Where did it start? Who made it? The first thing to know is that there's a hafsoka, there's an interruption in the Bria. Now you have to go on a journey and you have to go find who started it and who's going to end it. Because it didn't happen by itself. If it's mechudash, it had to have been done by somebody else. Can't mechudash itself, as we explained earlier. Well, ze mamshich v'oime v'yichal elokim. You just said Vayichulu Shamayim Zol Chol Tzavam. Now you got a big question. Started, it ended, therefore it must have started, therefore there's Chiddush Olam. No, who did this? Oh, Vayichal Elokim. Shmi Ze Sha'osa Hefsek. He's the one that did the Hefsek. He's the Vayichulu. He's the one that does the Vayichal. He does the one that does the end. Therefore, he's the one that did everything. He's the one that started it. It's like a story. The world doesn't end. Oho, it means it has a beginning. It wasn't always there. No. If it hasn't ended and it has a beginning, who's driving this? Who's the conductor here? Hashem ended it. If he ended it, well, he must have been the one that was mechadesh it. So it's a testimony at this point to my sabreishis that Hashem created the world. Yesh miayin. Va'achar kach bo ha'inyan ha'noisef shel ha'shvisa. Now we add the third dimension. Shvisa. He says that Akkadi explains shvisa differently. He's going to explain it his way. So we're going to go with his way. V'kamosha be'anu in yon ha'liyil be'inyan ha'keter shel ha'malchus. Okay, we have to go back and just read. Align our brains again to go back and remember. You remember Keter Shel Malchus, Suge Gadol v'Niflasham. So just to see what he's gonna do with it now. The Keter of Malchus, the Knisus Hamelech leMedina Tati Ispay. You remember we said in Malchus that when the Melech comes into the Medina, two things happen. Doesn't just bring one thing. The Chosn that comes into the Ulam doesn't just bring one thing. The Chosn, it brings two things. Remember. Let's summarize. Chada Marshal Yedei Kach Hishtal Mahamadina Vihishtochle Biyofia. First of all, there's a Hashlom of the Medina. When the Melech comes into the Medina, there's now the Medina is now functioning properly. Everything is now, he's taking care of making sure that everything's running properly. Uvashainis Etzim Eyoisa Melech Betoiche. Then there's the Etz, in fact, that there's a Melech in town. There's a Melech here. When the Chosin comes into the hall, the first thing is everything now is mushlab. The food, the decor, the music is now simcha, the mitzvah. But there's another thing that's in the room as well now, besides the hashloma of the hall. There's a Chosin here. There's a Chosin. Those were the two aspects we said of the Malchus. My name is Ba'asher, klulu shelo oila v'sima moira al chidushay. We just said that the ending of the world, Vayichulu, the world coming to an end, is an expression that the world has a beginning. If there's an end, there's a beginning. And it tells us that Hashem was the one that created the world, correct? That's what we know from Vayichulu, Vayichal. That's the Siba of Kedushas Shabbos. Mashisiyem Maisa Breish Yisu B'Yom HaShabbos. That which the world ended, the Maisa Breishis, sorry, ended on Shyom HaShabbos, HaMoira LaChidush, and that declares Chidush, UmaMeile Al Shlitosa VeYichudush Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu BaOlam. And that talks about that in itself comes and expresses and declares the Shlita, the rulership, and the oneness of Hashem in the world. So now you have the three things. You have Vayichulu Shamayim V'chol Avaritz V'chol Tzvam. The world came to an end. It stopped. What does that tell me? Oh, the world stopped. It must have started somewhere. Well, if the world started, the world ended and it started, how did it start? Somebody must have been Mechadish it. Vayichal Elokim. Yeah, that's Hashem. Ah, now there's Hashem in the picture. Now we have the Keter of Malchus. Now we have this thing called Kedusha V'brocha. Now you have in the world, who was Messiah the Brice of Bracious? That's Mare on the Chiddush. That's all in the Shlita and the Yichud of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Bo'ilam. That's what it's bringing you to. Vayichul Hashamayim V'aretz V'chol Tzvam V'yichal Elokim B'yom HaShviyi V'yishbois. Who is Yishbois? Hashem. That's the Keter of Malchus now coming into the world. The two aspects of Hashem Shlita in the world that you now see through having been Shoves. That's what those three stages are. Just when you thought you had it all worked out and everything was now in place and you go back to bed, he comes along and tells you, I'm sorry, but that's not really the Ikatachlis of Shabbos. Eiches shel kedusha mikoyach chahorosh hakadosh baruch hu boira manig oilam. That's not the ikatachlis of the shvis on Shabbos. That the quality of the kedusha comes via the kadosh baruch hu's boira manig oilam. Ele sheish od suk shel kedusha elyoyne yoisa. There's a higher aspect of kedusha, much above this aspect. Lo rak kedusha mikoyach bechinas haboira anira betoy choilam. For sure, there's the Kedusha that is apparent. There's this Kedusha that comes into the world because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been Megale himself in the world. There's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. The Chosen arrived in the hall that produces a Kedusha. Ela, lamala lamala gvoi malaya. Way, way, way above that. V'shvisa mikol tfisas oilam. To see what that means. There's a shvisa of all one's grasp and understanding of the world. That's this higher kedusha. What does this mean? The chen be kedusha shanu oimrim yesh shnei inyani kedusha. Kedusha shel mole kol aretz kvoidoi. Kedusha that we're talking about has two dimensions. The one is that Hashem's glory fills the world. The kedusha shel kovod Hashem koim moi. Ayem koim kvoidoi. There's the makom of kedusha which is yah, Shashim's covered is mole kol aretz kulam. That's poor. But then there's a question. Ayem akoyim kvoide. I just told you. Kvoide is mole kol aretz kulam. No, there's another dimension way, way up, and all you can do is ask, where is it? In fact, ayem isn't even a question. It's an answer. It's telling you it's yah, but it's hidden. It's so high that you can't grasp it. Kedusha shel mole kol aretz kvoide. The kedusha shel kovod Hashem min koyim moi kviyochol. That's a much higher kedusha than the kedusha that's megaleya that fills the world. The kovod that the kedusha that comes here that fills the world is here, but there's a kedusha much higher. That's min koy moy kviyachol. Rezuvi v'yishbois. Haynu sha'olam v'chol ha'shebo shoyves v'botol u'melech olyan noiret peifes kol ha'metzios. What shvisa really means, we don't grasp this in metziut, but you have to understand this is what's happening. This is what the ultimate tachlis of this shvis on Shabbos is that the world is completely nullified and bottled, and all that exists is Einod Mevorach Kodesh Baruch. That's what's happening on Shabbos. That's not apparent to us. The world on Shabbos looks pretty much the same as the world looked the day before. Right. The birds are flying, the trees are growing, there's rain. Kol Mira Oto Davar. We don't see the world. You know, if every Shabbos the world would go back to Tov Bohu and all you would see is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beseder, well, we have to see where that manifests. Where do we see this? Oh, but that's what's happening. That's what Shvisa is Moire. Shvisa is Moire, not the Kedusha, not only the Kedusha of Mole Kol Aretz Kvoidoi, but also the Kedusha of Ayem Koim Kvoidoi. That much higher level of Kedusha, where that level is nothing else other than Hashem. And on Shabbos, that's what becomes apparent. That's what's being megala on Shabbos through the Shvisa. The Shvisa doesn't mean that Hashem went to lie down and have a rest. The Shvisa means that on Shabbos there is nothing else. Nothing exists other than Hashem. Okay, how that manifests and how we do that and how we connect to that, we'll have to see. That's the gedorim of what these two kedushas are.
But again, what's the difference with the week, the day of week? The sixth day.
The week. Good question. Okay. So what all the difference on Iliochol, but on the Nekudah, of Chiddush HaOilam, during the week, you could make the mistake and think that the world always was. Because there's no end. So then there's no beginning. So the world always was. Therefore, there's no creator because the world always was. So there's no Boira. That's for Chalila. Shabbos comes along and says to you, wow. Something just stopped. Vayichulo shamay varetz. Wow, when did that happen? Who did that? Because if it stops, it must have a beginning. The difference between the week and Shabbos is during the week, you don't see the end, therefore you don't see the beginning. You don't see the Vechal Elokim. Shabbos comes along and tells you, Vayichulo shamay varetz v'chol tzvav, Vayichal Elokim v'yishbois. This is what the world looks like pre-Maaseh Bereishis. V'yishbois. That Kedusha El Yoina, which is the Ein Oid Milvode, that comes into the world. During the week, it's there as well during the week. Of course, it's all there. The Ein Oid Milvode is on Wednesday as well. Wednesday is not but we don't see it. That's important, Yesodia. What we're talking not about is what the Metziut is. The Metziut is the Metziut. It's what you can apprehend, what you can see and grasp and understand. On Shabbos, it's very easy to understand Ein Ol Mevodeh because that's what's being Megali in the world. The Chosin's in the hall now. You can understand. You see what the Chosin looks like. All the Kedusha and the Simcha of the Chosin, when the Chosin comes in, is there. What changed before the Chosin walked in? Nothing. Looks exactly the same. You play back the video, call it Odova. But when the Chosin comes in, suddenly, wow, you now understand. There's a wedding happening here. It's not just a Sifa. So too on Shabbos. During the week, of course, we understand, I call me Shamayim, and it's all, but it's hard to grasp, it's hard to see. On Shabbos, when Hashem shows us, that Kedusha Elyona comes into the world. Maybe that's the Neshama Yisrael, Reisnish, but that extra Kedusha, so we have an ability to grasp reality much more clearly than we have during the week. But Be'etzem Yirat, nothing's changed. Just our understanding, our being able to understand reality changes. But there's Ein Ol Mevodeh every day, but it's always Ein Ol Mevodeh. But Shabbos comes along and sets up the tone that you don't make a mistake and think, wow, you know, this always was. It's very nice. There was a big bang, and how did the big bang come? Because it was chemicals, and those chemicals just always were. They were always just floating around there somewhere, and then boom, boom, boom. I'll call you up. No. Ve'yichal Elokim. Oh, wow, there's a creator. I better get in touch with him. How do I do that? When he's Yish boys, you'll be able to touch him. Okay. And then, of course, you take that forward into the week going forward. Because Shabbos doesn't just mevarech what was. Shabbos also goes forward. Because now that you have this reality, when you move into Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, the Kedusha of Shabbos is going with you into the week. That's why it's the makor of the bracha, because you're now living in reality. And the person lives with reality is able to function much better. He's able to have bracha. Someone who doesn't have the shvis on Shabbos goes into the week without that Kedusha coming with it. And then when it starts running out, he starts getting the Kedusha from the next Shabbos, already starts being mashpi on him. And we'll see more of that later. But that's just an interesting way of learning Pshat in this Pasuk. That's what we learned the Pasuk. We learned, if anybody asks you what you do today, what you did today, you can tell them we learned some Pshat in a Pasuk there in Vayichulu Shemayim. Try not to spill the wine while you're saying Kiddush tonight from the unbelievable insights you'll have there to say that.
Go ahead. Okay,
it's quiet. We'll see you next week.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.